for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. Chinese President Xi Jinping and his U.S. counterpart Donald Trump have held their latest phone conversation discussing Trump's upcoming visit to China and the Korean Peninsula situation. During the call, Xi Jinping said he's happy to maintain communication with Trump on a regular basis over topics of mutual concern. He said Beijing attaches great importance to Trump's upcoming state visit and called on both sides to work closely to ensure a productive trip. Trump said he's looking forward to visiting China. Trump has expressed satisfaction that he and Xi Jinping have maintained close communication. The two leaders have also exchanged views on the current situation on the Korean Peninsula. Trump's expected to visit China within the year. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi met with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly meeting in New York on Monday. Wang Yi said China hopes that the UN can play a bigger role in international affairs amid rising uncertainties globally. The foreign minister said China is willing to work with the UN in deepening multilateral communication, addressing development issues, and increasing global peacekeeping efforts. Guterres praised China's efforts in various areas, including its commitment to combating climate change and implementing the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. The two sides also exchanged views on the conflicts in Myanmar's Rakhine State and the Korean Peninsula issue. Memorials were held across China on Monday to commemorate the 86th anniversary of the September 18th incident, which marked the beginning of Japan's aggression against China during World War II. In Shenyang, capital of Liaoning Province, people gathered for a bell-tolling ceremony. Veterans, officials, and public representatives struck the bell 14 times, which represents the 14 years the Chinese people fought against Japanese aggressors. On September 18, 1931, Japanese troops blew up a section of railway under its control near Shenyang, then accused Chinese troops of sabotage as a pretext for attack. They bombarded barracks near Shenyang the same evening, triggering the 14-year bloody invasion of China. On Monday, the People's Liberation Army and armed police troops across China also held memorial activities to commemorate the anniversary. Hurricane Maria is now being upgraded to Category 5 as it barrels toward the eastern Caribbean islands, threatening the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Maria's packed winds of up to 260 kilometers per hour. By Monday evening, Maria's center was roughly 25 kilometers east-southeast of Dominica in the eastern Caribbean Sea. Described by U.S. forecasters as extremely dangerous, Maria is expected to make landfall on the Leeward Islands in the Northeast Caribbean. It's expected to strengthen before reaching Puerto Rico, where a state of emergency has already been declared. The Spanish government's decided to expel the North Korean ambassador to the country over Pyongyang's repeated nuclear tests. Spain's foreign ministry says Kim Hyuk-choi has been informed he's persona non grata and will have to leave his functions by the end of the month. Spanish authorities say the move is a response to the continued nuclear and missile tests by North Korea, which they consider a serious threat to international peace and security. The Spanish foreign ministry said that Spain had repeatedly warned the North Korean ambassador and authorities about the tests and had previously told the North Korean embassy to reduce the number of diplomats in Spain over the issue. A group monitoring the conflict in Syria says the country's army and allied forces have seized control of over 75% of the capital of Deir al-Zor province following battles with Islamic State militants. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says IS has been stripped of strategic locations within the past 24 hours, enabling the army to tighten the noose on the militants. A military source says that the airbase in the eastern province has resumed operations as of Monday morning as Syrian forces secured the area around it. The first cargo planes loaded with supplies for the government troops and allies landed soon thereafter. Warplanes are also said to have resumed operations striking IS targets. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says his country could stop doing business with Boeing if the company does not drop a lawsuit against Canadian plane maker Bombardier. Trudeau says his country won't do business with a company that's busy trying to sue Canada and put its aerospace workers out of business. The suggestion means that Trudeau's government may walk away from a controversial plan to purchase 18 interim Super Hornet fighter jets from Boeing if the company doesn't stand down. U.S.-based Boeing launched a trade dispute with Bombardier earlier this year. It accused its Canadian rival of selling passenger jets to a U.S. airline at an unfairly low price with help from Canadian government subsidies, arguing the case affected Boeing's long-term economic health. The U.S. Commerce Department is currently investigating that complaint and is expected to release a preliminary finding next week. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigger.